Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Each and every one, we just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glory to God. For those of you, this is your first time. We just want to let you know that you're in the right place at the right time. And we're so grateful that you have elected to join us on tonight. And listen, we want to let you know as well, God has a blessing with your name on it. So as you're coming in, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come in and be with you on tonight. Listen, when something is good, you want to share it. Amen. This PNN, this is a good work, and we're grateful all that the Lord is doing, so we want to share it. So go ahead and take a moment to text a couple of people, jump out on those group texts, let them know that we're here, let them know that they're invited, amen. Tell them to come on, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, amen. So we're grateful. We're grateful today for all that the Lord has done. Truly, I believe we can attest, we're all here, that the Lord has done us well, amen. We thanking him for life, health, and strength on tonight. Thanking him for a mind. Glory to God. Thanking him for a mind just to be here. Some people don't have the mind. Amen. Some people, glory be to God, have gone through situations and circumstances, people of God. But we thank God on tonight that we may have been, but we didn't break. Amen. So here we are. We're all here on tonight. We're grateful. We're grateful for, amen, the Lord bringing us together one by one. So again, we welcome you, those that, amen, Jesus, that are always here with us. As always, we want to let you know that we appreciate you and thank you. Thank you for continuing to come. Thank you for continuing to help us to get the word out about the Prayer News Network Global. Here now, going on 3 years, April 6th will be 3 years. We've been here every night, amen, some rebroadcasting, but nevertheless, we had these lines open so that the people of God could be blessed, amen. Dropped during the time of the pandemic when there was no church doors open, people of God, but the PNN was open, and it is still open. So, for those of you on tonight, amen, Jesus, perhaps you know someone that their church doors are not open yet, and glory to God, just let them know that the PNN is here. They can join in at any time. Tell them to come and be blessed. Amen. So God bless you tonight. We are broadcasting live. We're broadcasting live on tonight, and so many times when we do rebroadcast, we always say that we're live, but listen, we're live, live, like for real live on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, when we do our rebroadcast, it's like, okay, we're live, but then we're actually rebroadcasting, We got to figure that one out. Amen. But we do bless God on tonight that we are live. Amen, Jesus. We thank God on tonight for, amen, Jesus, a woman of God that will be bringing forth the word on tonight. And she is certainly no stranger to the line. But listen, people of God, we want you to get your pencil and paper while you are preparing. Get your note, your tablet, amen, Jesus, your phone, whatever you need to take notes. We always encourage everyone to take notes. And listen, this is how we're able to recall what was said unto others. If anything slip, the Lord is speaking to us. We don't want anything to slip. So glory to God. Perhaps you were a little distracted at the time in your memory, but people of God, listen. We don't want you to miss anything. Therefore, we always say get your pencil and your paper, your pad, your phone, whatever you need in order to get what you need that nothing will slip. Amen. So God bless you on tonight. While you're doing that, while you're getting the word out to everybody, while you're getting your pen, your pad, while you're getting settled in, we just want to give honorage and thank God. I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, as always. As I always say, people of God, we didn't get here of our own, but we thank God that it was a sacrifice of someone saying yes to the Lord. That was an example that was able to lead us, that was able to guide us to the point where we are now. Amen, Jesus, to the point where Christ has, amen, Jesus, been formed in us, and he's forming in us the gifts, amen, and the fruit that have matured in each and every one of us to bring us to this point. Amen. So we thank God for our leaders. I thank God for my leaders. First of all, giving thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, people of God. It was he who gave his life. And because he lives, we live. And I just give God thanks and praise for that. People of God, amen, Jesus. I don't have that testimony that I've been saved all my days. I don't have the testimony that I've done everything right. But I do thank God for his saving grace. I thank him for his saving grace, people of God, amen, that no matter where I found myself, his grace picked me up, glory to God, and set me on a solid rock. So I thank him for it. He didn't leave me. He didn't leave me in my sin. He didn't leave me polluted in my blood, glory to God, but he looked upon me. He looked upon us, people of God, and he said, to live. So here we are. Amen. I give God thanks on tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. He is the pillar, glory be to God, of the Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches, EPC, worldwide. Thanking God for him. He's going on to be with the Lord. He's our founding father. Amen. So we thank God for him, and we thank God for Mother Carrie James. She's the founding mother of the ministry, and I thank God for her. Thank God for the first family. Amen, Jesus. Just want to thank God on tonight, glory be to God, as well for our senior apostle now, glory to God, apostle and prophet Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for Lady Rachel Huggins James on tonight. Thanking God on tonight for our presiding bishop and my pastor, Bishop K.A. Tina and Lady Tina. I just bless God for these men and women of God. I thank God on tonight, as always, for our PNN advisors. Glory to God. Fine group of people, amen, Jesus, that loves the Lord. And we thank God, amen, for them and this team of people that the Lord has pulled together. Amen. Just thank God for them, for the sacrifices that they have made along the way. We just bless God for each and every one of them. Amen. Just thanking the Lord. Just thanking the Lord. Glory be to God for them. We want to thank God tonight for our prayer warriors. Glory be to God. Thanking God on tonight for our prayer warriors. Amen. Jesus, thanking the Lord tonight for our scripture reader. And people of God, listen, we thank God for you. We thank the Lord for you, each of you. Amen, Jesus. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for your words of encouragement. We just give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. We give him praise for the whole. Amen. Give him praise for each of you. We love you and we appreciate you dearly. Amen. We thank God for your leaders, people of God, because, amen, listen, again, same goes. Amen. We didn't get there on our own, but we thank God for your leaders and the sacrifice of your leaders as well. Amen. Jesus, for the work, amen, that the Lord has required of them and that they are continuing on in the Lord. Amen. Again, we are live on tonight. We are live on tonight, and we thank the Lord. We glorify him. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we pray that you took time to just sit in the presence of the Lord on this Sabbath. Amen. That you just took time to look over your week. Amen. Glory to God. Look over your year so far, the days so far, and see what the Lord has done and give him praise. And give him thanks. Amen. Glory to God. Again, people of God, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Invite. As we always say, this is not about numbers. This is not a marketing game. Amen, Jesus. It's not a marketing. We're not on Facebook when it's just a number of likes and stuff like that you get for inviting people. No. That's not our portion. We are simply trying to get the word out, amen. We're trying to get this gospel out that someone would hear, that someone would be saved, that someone would be sanctified and cleansed, amen, filled with his precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and just go on, amen, to walk with the Lord in the newness of life. That's our purpose, amen. That's our purpose, glory to God. So that's what we're trying to do. So we always ask you, if you would, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with us on tonight. Glory to God. Again, let them know, amen, Jesus, that we are live on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So, people of God, we're going to have a word of prayer on tonight. Amen, Jesus. As the Lord has so ordained that we'll always sanctify the line. Glory be to God. Sanctify the line. Get the hearts of the people ready. Amen, Jesus. Get them ready to hear the word. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just a little song of praise. If you bring your hearts and your minds in, bring your hearts and your minds in, people of God. And listen, we don't want to praise that we can't feel. Mm-mm. We want to feel our praise unto the Lord. Yes, we want it to come from depths of our soul. Amen, Jesus, from the very depths of our soul. We want to feel what we're giving unto the Lord. You know, so many times we come, amen, Jesus, into the presence, amen, we're singing and stuff like that. Don't feel nothing. Well, if you don't feel anything, how do you think the Lord is going to feel anything? How is he going to receive it? Amen. So we want to always come into the feeling of our praise, amen, Jesus, that we're giving unto the Lord, the sincerity, the root, the truth of what we're giving unto the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Just a little song of praise, amen, if you will, with me on tonight. Glory be to God. The song says, I really love the Lord. Oh, I really love the Lord. Mm-hmm. You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory, and I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. One more time. Oh, I really love don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory, and I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory, and I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Do you really love the Lord on tonight? Do you really love the Lord on tonight? Glory to God for his goodness, for his grace. Glory to God. We love him tonight. We love him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love him. We got to make it personal. I love the Lord. Glory to God, for he heard my cry. Yay, glory be to God. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We come in humble submission. Father, we come on tonight with uplifted hands. Glory to God, to worship and to adore you, to adore you for your goodness, to adore you for your grace. Father, we come on tonight with thankful hearts, again, to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Father, we thank you on tonight for life. We're thanking you on tonight for your keeping power. Father, we thank you on tonight for your saving grace. We're thanking you for coming, for giving your life. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, that you died, but you rose again with all power in your hand. And Father, for this, we just want to thank you. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, because you live. And because you live. And we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for saving us on tonight. Father, we're thanking you. Glory to God. Hallelujah for your great salvation throughout the whole earth. We thank you on tonight, God, for those that have heard. We thank you on tonight for those that have yet to hear. Oh, God, and we bless your precious name on tonight. We thank you on tonight, oh, God, for those that have answered and those that have said yes to your will and yes to your way. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We come on tonight to bless your precious name. We come on tonight, glory to God, as we come, hallelujah, glory to God, into your presence. Father, we're saying have your way on tonight. Father, have your way. Have your way as only you can on tonight. Father, we relinquish our will to your will on this night. Father, and we said, thy will be done. Thy will be done in thy kingdom come, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming yielded unto you. We're coming yielded and still, glory to God. We're coming yielded, oh God, for you are the potter, and we're but the clay. And we say, have your own way on this night in the precious name of Jesus. Father, on tonight we come, glory to God, asking that you will look upon each and every one of us. We're asking you to look upon the altars of our hearts on tonight. Father, we're asking that you forgive us of our sin. Hey, glory to God, every sin, any sin, oh God, anything that we've done contrary to your will, we're asking that you forgive us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look into the recesses of our minds. In thy precious name, God, cause your light to shine in the name of Jesus. Shine upon us tonight. Shine upon us, glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, let not our coming here be in vain. Glory to God. Let not our coming, let it not be. be in vain on tonight. But Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to glorious Papa. Father, we're asking you to glorify yourself and your people tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would look upon our God, each and every one. Father, anything and everything, Father, we yield unto thee in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight, glory to God, not just for ourselves, but we're coming for our brothers and our sisters, oh God, all over the earth. Father, we're asking that you will heal tonight. We're asking that you will heal bodies on tonight. We're asking that you, glory to God, that you would restore souls on tonight. We're asking, oh God, tonight that you would revive the spirit of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we said send forth your word on tonight. Send it forth in power and in demonstration in the name of Jesus. Father, we say have your way. Let not our coming here be in vain, oh God, but do what you will. Do what you will in the midst of us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do a new thing. Do a new thing in the midst of us. We're asking that you do a new thing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, do a new thing tonight. Oh, God, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would save yet again. Father, save to the utmost. Save, oh, glory to God, to the utmost, we pray in thy precious name, Father. We're asking that you would meet every need. We're asking, oh, glory to God, for you are our Jehovah Jireh. We're asking you to meet every need of your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, hear the very heart's cry in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you to make ways out of no way. We're asking you tonight, yeah, God, to cause your glory to rest upon us tonight. Cause your glory, oh God, to consume us on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your angels, oh God, that you've given charge over us. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your angels, oh God. We thank you, your glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move in the north, the south, the east, and the west on tonight. Father, move for your people, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Save somebody today. Save, oh God, out of dangerous situations on today. Save, glory to God, oh God, that soul, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, oh God, that's on their way to a burning hell. Father, on tonight, your grace, oh God, extended unto your people. Oh Father, and we said save on tonight. Father, do what you will. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come against the hand and the plan of the enemy now. In that precious name, oh God, we come against, oh God, every work on tonight, every work of iniquity, we come tonight, every thought, hey God, that would exalt itself against you. Father, we come, Womoshea. Father, we pull it down tonight in the name of Jesus. We pull it down in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we plead your blood tonight. We plead your blood tonight. We plead your blood tonight. Oh God, in thy precious name. And we give now. We thank you for your word that liberates, your word that revives, your word that restores, your word, oh God, that brings light into the hearts and the minds of your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for all things. Oh God, we bless your precious name on tonight. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We do give you all the honor and the glory in thy precious name. Jesus, we pray. Glory be to God. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. In our scripture reading, amen, our scripture reading tonight will be coming from Psalms 24. Psalms 24, if you would, go ahead and quickly get your Bibles. Amen, Jesus, as we're getting ready for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Again, we're broadcasting live. Amen. We're broadcasting live, and we're excited tonight for the word that's about to come forth. Amen. We're excited. Amen. For what God is about to do. Amen. The scripture reading will be coming from Psalms, the 24th division. Amen, Jesus. And the scripture reads, The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and a sand into the hill of the Lord. Oh, who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 10 together. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King. Amen. Glory to God. What's his name? Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. People of God, again, we just want to let you know that we are broadcasting live on tonight. If you will, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, come. Tell them to come, come, come. Amen. Let us magnify the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised. Amen. So again, we thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we are now prepared for the word of God. Amen. We're prepared for the word. Glory to God. It's the word that cleanses us. Amen. The word that purifies us. Amen. The word that comes and it makes every crooked place straight. Yes, sir. Amen. It's the word of God that causes us to think right, be right, live right. Yes, yes, yes. It's the word of God. Amen. So we thank God for the word on tonight. And tonight, people of God, amen, as we've already for stated, amen, this woman of God, she is no stranger to the Prayer News Network. We thank God for her. Amen. She's quite a busy young woman. Amen. But we thank God for her. Amen. Anytime she's able to come and just stop by and just lean this way. Amen. So we thank God tonight, people of God. We're going down to Hinesville, Georgia. Amen. That's kind of like down there around Savannah area. Glory to God. But we thank God, amen, for this woman of God. Amen. Jesus, as we said, she is no stranger to the line. People of God, she's coming to us by way of Full Gospel Tabernacle. Amen. There in Hinesville, Georgia. And we want you to receive, glory to God, the woman of God. Glory to God. Help me welcome to the broadcast, Evangelist Rochelle Holmes. God bless you, woman of God.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you.
Are you hearing an echo? Are we okay with the sound?
I'm not hearing an echo.
Okay, great. Okay. It apparently it's on my end, but we're going to go forth in Jesus' name. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. God is good and greatly to be praised. It is such an honor and a privilege to be back home. I call PNN Global home. I thank God for you. All glory and honor to our risen King, our mighty God, our fortress, Holy Spirit. I'm so grateful for you, for our visionary evangelist, Annette Bradley, and to all our advisors. The house has already been addressed, but I would be remiss if I did not thank God for my leaders, Bishop A.D. Shaw and his queen, First Lady Kwamea Shaw, and to all everyone who joined in, all my friends. I will be going to the Old Testament. But before that, I would just like to offer up a prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you so much for your word, for your word is a lamp unto my feet, it's a light unto our path. I hide the word of God in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Oh, bread of heaven, feed us from your table. You know what we need. We need a word. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, so we thank you that the grass withers. Oh, God, the flower fades, but your word will last, stand forever. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, God, have your way on this line. Do what you want to do. Save, deliver, and set free, oh, God. Set the captive free is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen again. I will be coming from the Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter, and I will be reading verses 1 and 2. I will be reading the New King James Version of Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verses 1 through 2. And the word of God reads, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Verse 2 says, and the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And if I was to use for a thought on tonight is simply one word topic, grip. Yeah, I know you're muted, but somebody say grip. Just one word. Grip, the acronym is Get Restored in Prayer. Grip. Grip, G-R-I-P. If you look that word up in the dictionary, it says to take and keep a firm hold of something. It means to grasp wholly. Somebody shout, grip. Yes, get restored in prayer. Well, I didn't stop by for an itching ear message on tonight. The Holy Spirit has been dealing with me about prayer. Prayer is like a Achilles heel. You know, Achilles heel is an area of weakness. It is, and many times we lack in our prayer life. Prayer is such a powerful portal through which we can access the promises of God for our lives. And can I tell you this, that the devil knows this? And that is why he attacks our prayer life. We can't afford in this season to be lukewarm in prayer. Prayer, either we're going to be hot or we're going to be cold. Somebody shout grip. To win any battle, my brother and sister, we've got to have the strategies and the resources, because victory in prayer does not come by accident. We must be intentional in our prayer lives. My brother and my sister, prayer is important. Prayer is the link that connects us to God. Somebody shout, prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. Somebody shout, grip. My brother and my sister, prayer is so important that it's mentioned more than 850 times. Prayer is so important that one of Jesus' disciples in Luke 11 asked, Lord, teach us to pray. Prayer is so important. This Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, recognized that he needed prayer. And if you flip back in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter, if you're reading your Bible on tonight, verses 12 through 17, and I will paraphrase it. Somebody shout, grip. Yes, Solomon wasn't concerned who was looking at him. It wasn't a special formula that he was looking for or a posture that he was looking for. Solomon prayed. The Bible says that Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel. And the Bible says that he spread forth his hands. In other words, he lifted up his hands in total surrender. Somebody shout, grip. He was a king, but he recognized that I need prayer. And it must have gotten good for him because the Bible says in verse 13 that he got down on his knees in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and he spread forth his hands toward heaven. Verse 14 said that Solomon prayed, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on the earth like you. Who can keep your covenant and mercy with your servants, who walk before you with all their hearts? And he kept on praying. He repented for all the people, and he repented for himself. Somebody shout, grip. Yes. And he kept on praying. He was presenting a clean vessel when he repented. How do we become clean? Somebody shout, through gripping, through prayer. Solomon said in verse 40, he prayed, oh God, my God, I pray that your eyes be open. Lord, let your ears be attentive to the prayer that was made in this place. Verse 41, arise, O God, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord, be clothed with salvation. Let your saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord, do not turn away your face from your anointed one. Remember the mercies of your servant. Somebody shout, grip. Yes, God, grip. Oh, glory to God. Grip. The saints of old used to sing this song, don't stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised, and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He'll answer you. We used to go to prayer meetings, and we used to sing, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour of the day. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Somebody shall grip. Somebody on this line tonight is slipping, but I just need you to grip someone on the line. Husband is acting crazy. I need you to grip. Somebody's body is racked with pain, but I stopped by to tell you, grip. Heaven is waiting on you to make your request known to him. Oh, Lord, heaven is waiting for your sweet hour of prayer that calls you from a world of care, that bids you at your Father's throne. Grip. In times like this, we need the glory of God to show up. And when the glory of God shows up, anxiety has to go back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Worry has to disappear. Bitterness has to go because we gripped. Times of old, we used to have prayer meetings. The tumors would dry up. Why? Because we grip. People would get new kidneys. Why? Because we gripped. We got restored in prayer. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Can I tell you this? That prayer does not require a different type of posture. It's okay to pray, to bow your knees. It's some kneel, some lie down, some lie prostrate. Whatever posture you choose, my brother and my sister, God just wants you to pray. He wants you to pray in season and out of season. He wants you to pray when you feel good and when you don't feel so good. He wants you to pray on the mountain, and he wants you to pray in the valley. Somebody shout grip. Glory to God. I feel my help coming on. Oh, God. Somebody shout grip. Yes. Oh, Lord. Do you remember, and we're getting to our text, do you remember when Jesus told Simon Peter in Luke 22 and 31, do you remember when he said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But then Jesus made the statement. He said, but I have prayed for you. What's my prayer for you, Simon Peter? That your faith fails you not. And see, he's all knowing. He's all wise. He knew that Peter's faith was going to fail him. So he said, listen, when you are converted, I want you to strengthen your brethren. Well, like Simon, many of us on this line have been sifted in our prayer lives. Many of us have fallen by the wayside, but I stopped by to tell you to grip and to tell your enemy, I'm back. Yes, the enemy of our soul will try his best to derail our prayer lives. Can I tell you that stuff happens when we pray? In our text, in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 1, the Bible says that when Solomon finished praying, what happened? Fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. You might say, well, sister, we no longer have burnt offerings. So how does that apply to me? We no longer have burnt offerings and sacrifices. Oh, yes, we do. Guess what? Point to yourself and say, I am the sacrifice. The Bible says in Romans 12 that I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you, me, present your bodies as a what? A dead? No, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 tells us, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. One version says, do not be conformed to this age. Can I tell you that this age will tell you that prayer is out of style? This age is the age that took prayer out of the school. This age was the age that will sue you for public prayer. But what they don't know is that today we are daring to be a Solomon and we are daring to be a Daniel. You remember Daniel? There was a decree made. There was a decree in Daniel. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says that when Daniel, he knew what they were doing. He knew there was a setup. But guess what? He didn't care. He went home. He wasn't scared. He went home and he went into his upper room and he wasn't afraid. He opened the window toward Jerusalem. He knelt down on his knees 3 times per day and he prayed and he gave thanks before his God. And he, as it was his custom, somebody shout, grip. Yes, Daniel was able to get restored in prayer. Whatever you do, my brother and sister, get restored in prayer. How did Daniel get restored? He got restored by going to the source, by going to the rock, by going to where his help came from. And as a result, Daniel 3:22 tells us that God shut the angel's mouth, and his angel God sent the angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they wouldn't hurt him. Why? Because he was found innocent before God and before the king. And he let the king know, I have done no wrong before you. I can tell you this, that prayer will, I've said it on the line before, prayer will get you out. Prayer will get you through. Prayer will walk you through the valley of the shadow of death. Prayer, oh prayer, prayer. We never want to underestimate the power of prayer. Solomon prayed, and when he prayed, fire came down. When he prayed, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Oh, that we will have church, that the glory of the Lord will fill us. Oh, that we will have church, that the glory of the Lord will help us to kick every habit. Oh, that the glory of the Lord will help us to grip onto the horns of the altar. Tasha Cobb penned it like this: you provide the fire, I provide the sacrifice, you provide the spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up. Because when he fills you up, the cussing will stop. When he fills you up, adultery has to go. When he fills you up, fornication is closed. When he fills you up, lying lips will tell the truth. When he fills you up, yes, you will get plugged in to a Holy Ghost filled church. Yes, God. Oh, I'm reminded of Peter. Oh, you know Peter. Peter who Jesus delivered. Peter, the one who cussed but got delivered. Peter, who got filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter, who in Acts 12, 5 through 11, the Bible says that the church was in prayer for Peter. The scripture said they were praying without ceasing. Oh, God, many times you get in trouble, and where do you run? Because you haven't plugged into a Bible-believing church. But can I exhort you? Can I encourage you to find you a place of worship? You might say, I don't have to go to the church for prayer. But can I tell you where there's two or three touching and agreeing, God will, he'll be in the midst. The Bible says that the church was praying for Peter. And guess what Peter was doing? Peter was asleep. And I'm not saying that was a bad thing, because a lot of times we get weary and we get strung out with the cares of the world and we go to sleep. Peter was asleep. And the Bible says that Herod, that Herod had put these men up to it. Herod didn't like Peter praying. And can I tell you that you and I have spiritual Herods? Herod tried to stop the prayer, but he couldn't. The Bible says that they kept on praying. And I rebuke every spirit of Herod who is trying to seek you and trying to abort you and trying to kill your purpose. I rebuke it. Send it back to the pit of hell. The spirit of Herod operates and tries to get close to you. Herod tried his best to get close, but guess what? The saints kept on praying. That spirit of sabotage tried to take Peter out that day, but guess what? The saints were praying. Peter was locked in jail between some guards, but guess what? The saints kept praying, and I don't know who this is for, but I stopped by to tell you that Satan cannot have you when the saints on praying. Solomon prayed, and the fire came down. Solomon prayed, and the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because of the glory of the Lord that filled the temple. And when the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and how the glory came down, they bowed their faces to the ground and began to worship. They began to praise. They began to say, "For he is good and his mercy endures forever." As I take my seat, somebody shout, "Grip." I'm reminded of an old rugged cross where Jesus was on the cross, and Jesus himself had gotten restored in prayer. Jesus, who was at the place of Gethsemane before he headed to the cross. He had to go because the cup was bitter. And some of you are dealing with your own Gethsemane. Some of you are dealing with your own things burning up on the inside, but God wants to move on your behalf. He wants to come in, and he wants to burn out everything that doesn't line up with his will. And guess how we have the luxury of going to the place called Calvary? Yes, we could go to the place of Jesus. We could go to the place where Jesus, when the Bible says that when he gave up the ghost and the temple of the curtain was rent. Why? Because of prayer. Prayer. It's needed, my friend. Prayer will unlock some things. Prayer will help us to lift our eyes to the hills from which cometh our help. For our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Our prayer will help us to realize that he will not suffer our foot to be moved, for he that keepeth us will not slumber. Why? Because of prayer. He is constantly making intercession for you and for me so that we can get a grip in this season, so that we can get restored in our prayer life. Tonight, God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. He wants to provide for you each and every day. He wants to save your soul. He loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Because he wants us to grip, to get restored in prayer. House. is back in the hands of our visionary. Grip, grip, grip.
Oh, bless the Lord. Grip, 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 grip. Glory to God. What a word to start off this year, people of God. We know that there's a lot that's about to happen in the earth. Glory to God. And it is time for us to grip. We got to grip the solid rock. We have got to grip. We've got to get restored. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We've got to get restored, people of God, to the fervency. Come to that fervency, glory to God, of prayer. And we thank God on tonight for this word, even that the scripture declares, man ought to always pray and not to faint. Glory be to God, because people of God, there's strength. There's so much strength in prayer. So much strength in prayer. Glory to God. So many people sleep on prayer. Amen. Even as the woman of God was saying, but people of God, prayer is your secret weapon. We know that praise is a weapon. Glory be to God. But people of God, prayer, prayer is your secret weapon. Glory to God. And we've got to use it. We got to get restored. Amen. We got to get it and shine it. Glory be to God. Pull it off the shelf. Glory be to God. And let's use it. Amen. Glory be to God. You need it. Your family needs it. The world needs it. Amen. Your prayer. Glory be to God. Amen. And we want to pray until the glory comes. I tell you that the Lord will consume the sacrifice. Yes, sir. Glory to God. And we give God thanks and praise on tonight, woman of God. Glory to God. I just believe that this word has stirred in the heart of the people. I believe, glory to God, even as the word was coming forth, we were able to assess and to see where we were in prayer. Glory to God. And if the Lord would send such a word, he's ready to restore. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is here, amen, to restore. If he says to grip, to be restored, he's ready to do it for you. Amen. So woman of God, if you would, on tonight, if you would open the platform for those that, amen, Jesus would like to come, first and foremost, amen, perhaps there's some that have lost their way along the way, amen, and want to rededicate, want to be saved, glory be to God. Those on tonight that really wants to be restored, amen, if you would usher them in on tonight, woman of God, you have the platform.
Amen. Amen. My friend, hell was not made for us. Hell was made for Satan and the fallen angels. Therefore, if anyone on this line says, listen, I just want to be saved. I want to rededicate myself back to him. I'm tired of the life that I'm living. Lord, if you could save me, if you could come into my heart and I invite you to be Lord over my life. It's not hard. Romans 10:9-10 says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then verse 10 says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Lord wants to save you. There's an open invitation. Will you come? when you come to him, will you come and say, Lord, I want to be saved. And if you desire to come over to the line and say, my sister, if you and evangelist could just pray for me, press star 6. Look at your phone, look at the keypad, and there is a star. And if you press the star 6 will bring you over to the platform, and you could just say, hey, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I'm tired of living this life. I remember before I got saved, I was so bound with depression and bitterness. I was bound in all kind of sins. And I would never forget when I got a grip, when I went to the altar and I cried out and I said, God, save me. And I got restored that day in prayer. Will you come? Someone's on the line that says, yes, I done lost my grip, but I want to come. I want to come to Jesus. Will you come? And for those of you that says, well, can you pray with me? Press star 6. If you can pray with me. If you could pray that I want the 3 P's. I want to be purified. I want passion. I want my passion back. If the Holy Spirit can just give me my passion back, and I can get that fire that creates a stir of passion. I want to be a pilot for Jesus. Mm-hmm. See, a pilot is able to go high and to look out and with the navigation system of heaven. I want to be a pilot again. I want to be purified. I want passion. I want to be a pilot. I want strength. I need the light. I need his guidance. I'm dealing with some stuff. I just need some prayer. I keep getting caught in the same thing over and over again. I'm having to deal with my children, and I don't know how to even navigate my adult children. They want to be grown, and my heart is all tied up, and they acting up. If you could just pray. If you could just pray that this shadow that keeps coming over me, if you could just pray that I can present my body as a living sacrifice, if you could just pray that the fire of God can cleanse me, if you could just pray that my heart and my children's heart and my husband's heart can be softened towards the things of God. If you could just pray that this fear will leave. If you could pray that the anxiety will leave. If you could just pray, because I believe in the power of prayer. Will you come? Press star 6. Amen. Well, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. Most holy, most righteous, and everlasting Father, we come to you on tonight because we need a grip. We grip. We need to get restored in prayer. Your word declares that men must always pray and not faint. And I'm asking you, passion back for the body of Christ. I'm asking you to burn out everything that's not like you. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to move as only you can. Let us feel the glory of 2 Chronicles 7. in the name of Jesus, that when the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering, today we offer our lives on the altar of our hearts, and we invite your glory to fill our temple. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you would move as only you can, that you would breathe afresh on us, that you would loose what needs to be loose, that you will bind what needs to be bound, that you will set us free, God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus come against you. I pray for every caller on this line. I pray for everyone that came on this line, and I decree and declare that God would give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. I decree and declare that they will not be snuffed out by the Herods of this world. I decree and declare that they will present their bodies as a living sacrifice. I decree and declare that even as Abraham fell on his face before God, that we will fall on our face and say, Lord, save me. Lord, fill me. Lord God, deliver me. Deliver my mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, I ask you, Father, to let the heavens open up. In the name of Jesus, baptize with the Holy Ghost, like in the book of Acts. In the name of Jesus, let us be in one place with one mind. Fill us, Jesus, as only you can. We bless you. We glorify you. We honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, oh God, for spiritual incubators. Oh Lord, some babies are held in the spirit realm, baby Christians that are infants. But we pray, God, that they will no longer drink the milk, but they will eat the meat of your word in the name of Jesus. Breathe, breathe, Lord, breathe, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bind up the strong man in the name of Jesus. And we honor you. I rebuke the spirit of anxiety. I feel it. I rebuke it by the blood of the Lamb. I loose Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, the God of peace, the God of peace, peace in the mind, peace in the heart. And we close every door of the enemy, and we declare that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We confess this with our mouth in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. We thank the Lord on tonight, as always, for this word, for this rich word on tonight. We thank God for you availing yourself, amen, Jesus, to come and bring forth the word to the people of God. Amen, Jesus, encouraging us, glory to God, to grip, yes, sir, to grip, amen, and get restored on tonight in our prayer lives. Amen. We thank him. We bless him again for you. Thank you for taking the time out. Amen. We always, amen, embrace you. Amen. In the beauty of holiness, glory to God, thanking God for you allowing the Lord to use you. Amen. As always, glory to God. And so we just want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. And always, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, simply reach out to us. You can text us, and the number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. Reach out to us, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. We also want to let you know that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are actually housed on our Prayer News Network Facebook page. So if you go out to our Facebook page, if you would not like to have a copy sent to you, you can go out to our Facebook page and just go right down our timeline, all of our broadcasts, amen, Jesus, glory to God, are there. So you can certainly go out and listen to them as often as you like. You can tag them. You can share them. Listen, people of God, send them. Send them. Amen. We often say that these broadcasts are not physical tracks, but they are certainly virtual tracks, and they are speaking, amen, this word is being declared, and it is speaking, and we thank God for those of you that are sending out these broadcasts, because we do get playbacks from years ago, amen, 2 years ago, amen, glory to God, a year ago, so people are listening, amen, listen, we have to listen, all we got to do is send the word, and the word will do the work. But we want to do our part. So if there's someone that rests upon your heart in the Lord, amen, Jesus, unctions you to send it to somebody, send it, people of God. Don't worry about them listening to it, because there is an appointed time. And I'm here to tell you that our listeners are listening to our broadcast. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, and we know that the word is doing the work. Amen, Jesus. We just believe, God, by faith, that there are those that listen to these broadcasts, and even at the end, they're yielding, giving their lives to the Lord. We believe that by faith, glory to God, for this is how the Lord has instructed us to set it forth. And we believe, people of God, that there are those that are being saved, those that are being delivered and set free, healed in their bodies, in their minds, in their soul, amen, and revived in their spirit. So we thank God for you. Listen, if you don't have Facebook, we want to let you know that you can certainly go out and Google Prayer News Network. Go out and Google Prayer News Network, and there you'll be able to pull up our blog radio side, and you'll be able to listen to the broadcast there as well. So if you don't have Facebook, just Google us, Prayer News Network, and you'll be able to see our broadcast there as well. People of God, we're just trying to get the word out to the people. Amen, Jesus. We do believe, amen, that somebody, amen, somebody's life may be depending on the very word that you hold or the very word that we hear. So therefore, people of God, we're sending it out. Help us to send it. Amen. We're just throwing out the lifeline. We're throwing out the lifeline, this word that is able to capture, amen, this word that is able to save them, amen, Jesus. So help us, amen, and we just grateful for all that you do, amen. So woman of God, again, we do thank God for you. Thank you for availing yourself to come and be with us on tonight. We thank God, amen, for all of your guests, as you said you had. Amen. These several guests, amen, on the line. And we thank God for your guests. We thank God, amen, for our, amen, continued listeners. Amen. For those of you that did reach out and invite somebody, we thank God for you. For our first-time listeners, we thank God for you. We appreciate you. And we do pray that you'll come back and be with us again. Amen. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Glory to God. If you're not doing anything, come on back and be with us. Amen. So, woman of God, at this time we do, amen, Jesus, glory to God, want to amen, pray for you on tonight, amen, Jesus, as you have given forth the word. Now, Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight for your word. Father, we're thanking you for your servant on tonight. Father, we thank you on tonight for this prepared word for prepared people. We thank you tonight, oh God, that your word has come forth to penetrate the heart. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, oh God, and we're asking you to help us to let this word settle in our heart that we might not sin against you. And we're thanking you for your servant now for the time that she's taken to come and bless your people. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless her. We're asking that you would bless her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would meet her every need and her every desire in the precious name of Jesus, every area in her life. We're asking, oh God, that you would bless her family, bless her children, bless her marriage, bless her ministry, bless her church, bless, oh God, those extensions, those things, oh God, that she has a hand in. Father, we're asking that you would prosper her in her way. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you on tonight, for you are the light. Father, continue to light our path. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight for what you're doing in her, in her body. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would touch her now from the crown of her head to the sole of our feet. We're asking that you would touch her now. Father, we're asking that you would restore her. We're asking that you would breathe upon her, your servant now, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you now. We're thanking you for lifting, oh God. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the ministry that you placed in your woman servant. We're thanking you, glory to God, and we're asking, oh God, that you will continue to elevate her. We're asking that you will continue to lift her, God. We're asking that you will continue, oh God, to show yourself strong and mighty. In the name of Jesus, Father, those things that she has need of, we're asking that you will move on her behalf even now. In the precious name of Jesus, make ways, oh God. Open doors, we do pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're thanking you now, oh God, for shutting those doors, oh God. Hey, God, against the enemy of our lives, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh God, that seems to be hard to open. But Father, we're thanking you for granting our access. We're thanking you for opening doors right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Father,
of
we
Jesus.
Thank you. We bless her. Hey, we bless you now. Father, we glorify you, oh God, for giving her even
in
so
the
desires
of
our heart. Thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Cause your light to shine upon her. Oh God,
in
every way in her life. We thank you now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you
yes,
for your
Lord.
Blood, oh God. Thank you for your blood.
Hallelujah.
We're asking that you will cover. We're asking that you will shield her now in the name,
in
of,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Shield her from the hand and the plan of the enemy.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shield her.
Glory
oh God,
to God.
In
the name of
Father,
Jesus.
We do declare, we decree on tonight that there shall be no backlash right now. We declare, we decree it as
in
sons
the name
of
Jesus.
God. There shall be no retaliation in the name of Jesus.
In the
so
name
we
of
begin
Jesus.
It now in the name of Jesus. Father,
hallelujah.
Oh, God, prosper her in her way.
In the name of Jesus.
We do pray, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for joining her, for her, oh, God. And we do give you glory. We do give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, we pray. Hide us, oh, God, behind your precious name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We praise you, honor, and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. We
Amen.
Bless the Lord
Hallelujah.
Again on tonight, woman of God.
Glory to God.
Glory be to
Hallelujah.
God. We again thank
Glory
God for
to God.
Taking the time out to come and be with us. Amen, Jesus. And so at this
Hallelujah.
Time, glory to God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for other remarks and for the dismissal of the line. Tonight. Bless you. Love you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
God bless you. Love you. Oh, what a thank you so much. Thank you for the open door. I thank you. I want let me share this with you, and I believe it's going to help someone. Today, my 13-year-old grandson, the enemy tried to attack his mind. And it's been happening. So I asked my daughter to bring him over. He wanted to go to the hospital, but I knew what hospital he needed to go to, and that was the hospital called Jesus. And he came, and he accepted the Lord as his Savior.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
I am so grateful, because that is my desire, that I don't want anyone lost. I do not want any of my grandchildren or my children lost.
Yes.
So I'm so thankful that he did it, because he knew, he's 13, but he has enough sense to know, I need Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So listen, the Bible tells us that praying always with all supplication, prayer and supplication. So we have to pray.
Yeah.
We have to pray. It's a part of the armor of God. We have to pray. So my brother and my sister, as we listen, we have to pray. We have to keep whatever the enemy tries to do, keep on praying. Don't stop praying. Whatever you do, don't stop. Do not allow the enemy of your soul to put a muzzle over your mouth. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying for your children. I don't care how bad it seems. Don't stop praying for them. Because if the enemy can have you stop praying for them, who's going to pray for them?
Yes.
Whatever you do, keep on praying.
Yes.
Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the throne, to the only wise God, our Father, dominion and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore. In Jesus' name, Father, as we leave this line, but never your presence, I pray that you will go before us as a leading lamb, that you will be behind our back as a strong protector, that you will bind every adversarial attack in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over every person over this line, from their head to the feet, from the feet to the head, the blood of Jesus over the porters of our minds, the blood of Jesus over every issue. And I lose peace. I lose love. I lose victory.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good night.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. We look to see you back here on tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Amen as well. We will be live on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. And we look to see you, amen, on tomorrow night. Blessings unto you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.